Hi guys, welcome back to That Sister Is Real. Hopefully you guys are feeling good, feeling fine and fabulous, but hopefully you guys are out there using your voice for the greater being, okay? Hopefully you guys have been enjoying my latest podcast on PCOS. I mean, I'm hoping everybody, even if you don't, are also on your weight loss journey to a better fitness life, okay? But today's episode is definitely going to be different from my usual. I am definitely going to be talking about what has been going on in the world right now. I think I'm gonna join the conversation because it wouldn't be me as an African-American woman to not do so, okay? But this episode is dedicated to my Black women, okay? I feel like we are not having a huge conversation like we should have with that of being a Black woman, and I feel like it's time for us to have this conversation, and it's time to start raising our sons and some of the rest of our men who are still looking bent down on Black women to start changing that mindset and getting out of that, oh, well, they're not good enough or they don't see us as worth, okay? Now, going into this conversation, I don't want you guys to think I am bashing Black men. I'm not. But I'm gonna definitely state that not all Black men are shitting on Black women, but there's still a good vast majority of them that are, okay? Especially the ones that are in interracial relationships. Like, I get it if you love to be with a Black woman, an Asian, a Hispanic, knock yourself out. But you do not have to put down your Black woman because of that, or Black women, because you are in an interracial relationship. It's like, I just don't get it why you can hype up your woman who is a non-person of color, but then you shit on the women you came from. Okay, your mom's Black, but you wouldn't tell her that she's ugly or ghetto or stinks, is a monkey, you know, fat, disgusting, you know, you wouldn't tell her that. So why would you find it's okay to tell somebody else's daughter who is Black the same thing? I don't get it. Where is this self-hate coming from? You can have your preference and still respect your race. I'm in an interracial relationship and not one of my friends or have I ever voiced any dissatisfaction from my Black men besides that they shit on us Black women. That is it. I respect my kings. That's why I'm behind Black Lives Matter movement. I know Black Lives Matter movement is more than just Black men. It's also about Black women and other people of color. Even we represent white people. I think a lot of people don't know that we, when the teen a couple years ago got murdered by unjustification of cops, we sat there and protest and we brought it up. But unfortunately, you know, a lot of people didn't get a lot of media attention, but we were still out there for the movement. But of course, you know, that's the rest of the world who wants to believe what they want to believe. But anyhow, but as we say, it's a part of the Black women too. Black Lives Matter is a part of the women. I still find that we always come up with a catchy catchphrase or a hashtag for Black women, but we are not making leadway. Okay, like, I feel like, yes, it's great that we're saying Breonna Taylor and Sandra Bland's name, but at some point we need to push for them to reopen cases, which I think they are now starting to do. We need to start making more leeway and getting our Black women a voice too. You know, as Black women, we are on the front line fighting for our Black men and for the inequality of being Black, but I still find that we are losing our voice in our fight. Okay, and I feel like it's about time that our Black men start to rise up and be the ones to take over that voice and fight for our rights as Black women. Okay, and that's just me. All right, and I just feel like lately people just don't get it as being a Black woman in America. They think we're ghetto. They think we're intimidating. They think we have a bad attitude, and we're always looking to be a government assistant person. And it's like, it's not the case. Some Black women choose to stay in the cycle what they know, what they've grown up. If they grew up in the projects, most of them tend to stay behind that trend because they're comfortable. And then there's the ones who do find a way to get out, but it is still hard to find a way to get out of the generational curse because, I mean, look at it statistically, we are set up to fail, okay, whether you want to believe it or not. But we also get groomed as Black women early to be somebody's wife, or we get groomed to be the way we are. People think that Black women were our fast tail hoochie mamas and all that, but really, do we want to discuss the fact that all of us who have been hypersexual was due to some sexual trauma we experienced as a child? And again, that's a conversation we're not trying to have, and I'm tired of not having this conversation. Okay, every time we speak up about being raped or abused by our uncles or dads or cousins or family friends, we get told to keep our mouth shut or we're liars and all of that. We get turned away from and we deal with it. Some people down south in black communities, we're still having kids by our dads and uncles and all of that and cousins. Some of y'all just don't know how your family line started. But again, we're not trying to talk about that because we're always trying to silence the black woman's voice. Like I said, when I came out to my family about the things I endured, some of them said I was looking for attention, which hurt me to the core because I'm not that kind of person that would want to share information for your guys' benefit. Again, I don't barely get clicks, views, or likes or anything, and I honestly don't care. At least if there's one person listening and enjoying my content, that's all that matters. So for that to be your only response is why I did not speak up all those years. You know, we are so quick to put the weight of the world on black women's shoulders. Most of us are breaking down. Our capes are tired. We're tired of being strong black women that don't need no man. Okay, we would like to be loved. We would like to be in a relationship that's equally valued, but somehow we still always find a way to get shitted on. And people are just like, well, that's just everybody. It's not just everybody. Okay, because white women who are with black men tend to get a little bit more treated better than a black woman with a black man. And that's not for everybody now. I'm saying about the ones that like to do shit on black women, okay? You know, I celebrate black love because the men out there that do nourish and love and adore their queens and adore the queens of the world of being black, of being a black woman, I love them. I adore them. Okay, because that's what it's about, uplifting each other. Why are we just uplifting these men and not uplifting us women as well? And again, not everyone does this. It's just the mass majority that do. And if this bothers you, you're probably one of those people that actually were a part of the problem. Okay, so, you know, we're just not having enough conversations enough that we are valuing the voice of our black women. You know, another conversation we have yet to avoid is why are black women having high maternal death rates in America? With, you know, we have health care, but yet somehow we're still dying under the hands of doctors and physicians and all of that. Why? Statistically, based off of the national partnership, they said that black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die of pregnancy-related complications than white women. And that statistics also includes a part of Alaskan Natives and Native Americans, and I believe Latinos as well, or Mexicans. That's a part of that, but we still are on the highest chart. Why are we not talking about that? Here's a story that a young gal a couple years ago I read about, and I can't remember her name. I try to find the story again, but again, Facebook likes to push down stories that actually need light because that's just what Facebook does. Well, she went in the hospital complaining of pain and discomfort. She was pregnant. I believe she was in her second trimester. She knew something wasn't wrong. She was feeling lethargic, you know, just things, just pain. And they were just like, well, honey, this is pregnancy. Go home. You'll be all right. And she's like, no. And she has gone there a couple of times saying, hey, there's something wrong. Well, they sent her home. They didn't give her no exam or test to see what was going on. Well, unfortunately, later that evening, she ended up passing away in her sleep, along with her unborn child. Her family went on ahead and tried to pursue charges because that doesn't make sense. It comes to find out that she died of a pregnancy-related issue that could have been prevented or could have been treated, but yet they refused to listen. And that's a lot of hospitals. And I myself is one of the victims of almost losing my life to medical professionals. They kept sending me home knowing I needed a blood transfusion. And if it didn't take me to find a new position that same week, I would not be here talking to you guys. And even out of his own words is the one who told me that you almost died if you didn't come in and actually keep on fighting for your life. Like, keep on wanting a second opinion. See, this is the sad truth of America, that we are dying as black women, not only by the hands of police officers, racists, and, you know, other issues, but we're also dying as patients who are relying on medical field to help improve us. Now, that's not all doctors. I met some really great doctors who have actually been a great help in my lifetime with some of the things I'm going through. But there's the vast majority I had to report because they kept dismissing my medical that it's documented, but kept dismissing it because I was a Black woman. Another gal told me that when she went to our pain management, you know, the guy was Asian and he was just like, oh, you have no pain. You a woman. You're a Black woman. You have no pain. You know, you stronger than that. And it's like, I guess that was your form away, but there's medically, there's medically in my files that I cannot be okay and just deal with the pain. I am fused in different positions and bodies, and that's what we're talking about. We always get this image of we are strong Black women. We should not feel no pain. We should not have no issues and all of that. And at some point, we are tired. I am tired being a Black woman in America, but I'm not going to stop because my daughter is looking up to me. She needs that strong woman role to be that, because I didn't have that. Okay, so again, these conversations need to start having, like, why our voices are still being erased, or why we are still being treated as if we're not worthy. We are one of the most unrepresented people in America, and I'm gonna tell you that in even Africa, we are Black women or African women are still being murdered and killed in Africa. And different countries where women don't even have rights and still getting stoned to death. Again, these were just conversations of that we need to start. But we need to start on the home front. Because right now, I'm going to be honest, the nation was built off of Black women's spines. We were helping y'all up. Did you not know the American flag was done by a Black woman and then a white lady came around and tried to revise and edit and all of that? See, we always want to erase the Black history because we don't want to admit that what we did or what was done to us was messed up. I've seen a lot of people who are non-people of color sound out. I don't want to keep feeling guilty for something I didn't do. If you feel guilty, that is just your guilty conscience for not wanting to use your voice. And I get it. A lot of you guys like to be comfortable. A lot of you guys don't want to bother your racist family and don't want to disrupt your happy home. But at some point, if you ever had a Black person in your life that made you smile, that has went out their way for you, wouldn't you feel some type of way if she died of the hands of the wrongdoings of a police officer or some other complications? So I'm good enough for my flowers at my funeral, but I'm not good enough while I'm alive and need your help and support. See that? Not everybody needs to, you know, I'm not going to tell everybody what to do with their mouths or with their voices. You know what is right. You know what you want to do. Okay? But again, I am not going to stop using my voice and having this conversation because I'm tired as a Black woman not feeling like I matter. Okay, I've been told all my life that I wasn't good enough, I was ugly, that I should bleach my skin, while I was too dark, that I am too fat or this and that, you know, you got this wrong with you, your hair is nappy. I used to have kids come to me and be like, why does it sound like you're eating an apple because I'm brushing my hair? Like, excuse you? My hair is not nappy, it's kinky and coily, okay? And I'm gonna be okay with that. I mean, I used to spend chemicals, perms, just to have long hair. There's nothing wrong with wearing weave because weave is a great hair protection style for all my ladies who are out there natural. Okay, so I'm not going to shit on that. But the fact is that we have to have our hair bone straight just to find some satisfaction from our Black men or from somebody is ridiculous. We Black women have a voice and I matter. Anybody else that's listening to me matters, but especially our young queens who are growing up. We got to do better. Black women are always great and cute when we're on in the TV shaking our asses and being ignorant and being loud. That's when everybody in America love watching Black women. But when we're crying out for help for injustice and all of that, we are just crybabies and we're just looking out for a handout. And I'm not looking for anything. But one thing I am looking for is that we need to do better at how we raise up our queens, and we need to do better as Black men, making sure that we are uplifting our queens as well. Because you guys are not fighting by yourself. You have a whole army of Black women who are fighting on the lines with you, along with any other color of the world. But don't forget that we are also being murdered by the numbers here. We go missing 10 times more likely than an average white person. Along with the Native American women, I'm going to get on them because those are also my people, because I am part Native. And my heart goes out to all my sisters and brothers who are being kidnapped, and we're not talking about it. Again, this is a conversation we don't want to have, and I think it's time that we need to stop being comfortable and get uncomfortable, because when we get uncomfortable, that's when we're going to get up and do something about it. Now, again, I'm not here to tell y'all what to do, how to do it, and when to do it, but I'm also going to tell you that if you care, if there's been a Black person that's made you smile, has been behind you, has gave you love and affection, then my friend, this fight is just as much as yours as it is mine. But one thing I'm going to tell all my Black queens out there, use your voice, stand strong, do not back down for being a Black woman. And it's okay to come off as a strong, intimidating Black woman, because you know why? We are not for the faint of heart. I don't know how many times it used to hurt my feelings that people would be like, oh, she's intimidating, but she's so sweet. Like, oh my God, you should smile more. No, I won't. Not to make you comfortable. Okay, because if you care about me as a person, you'll get to know me and realize I'll give my shirt to anybody. I don't care what race you are, what do you identify as. If you're a good person and a good spirit, I will go out my way for you. I don't know how many countless friends of mine during the quarantine that I went out my way to make gift baskets for. Just random mementos, just letting them know that I see you and I care about you. And nor did I respect or expected them to give anything back to me. It's just that satisfaction to know that I made you smile at one point in your life, that someone took their time out their day to think of you in the midst of this drama, when we all got our own stuff. That's all that matters. See, I want all my friends to listen that are non-people of color. Imagine me not being in here. Imagine me dying in a very cruel way. Could you guys really phantom look at my daughter in her face and say that you had my back, or that you really did value me as a person? Again, don't give me my flowers when I'm dead. I'm still alive in the living. So again, this conversation is just the beginning. And I really hope that most of you guys really take heed to what I'm saying and have this conversation. We all matter. We never said y'all didn't. I stand with white people. I stand with my Mexicans, my Latinos, and my Native Americans. But right now, I am more enrooted behind my people than I ever been before. Because that is me. Because I am Black. I am an African American woman. And when I tell y'all this, I am a strong Black woman. But one thing I'm not going to do is be quiet and keep anybody comfortable. Because I had to get uncomfortable to love myself, to find myself, and to believe in myself. And I need y'all to do the same. Because life, one, is short. But two, there's a crisis out here in the world. And we need each other as more now than ever. Now, if you're racist, then you know that's your prerogative. I'm going to let that be on you, boo. But at the end of the day, this conversation is not to hear all lives matter. I'm not here to shit on Black men completely. I'm here to talk about the ones that have degraded us for years and still do. I'm also talking about the conversation that we are tired as Black women and we need our support and uplifting. Okay? But I think I'm going to conclude it here. Hopefully you guys enjoy this episode, and hopefully you guys enjoy and be a part of this conversation, and along with the hashtag say her name. Again, it's hard out here, but I have great faith that we're going to keep moving forward at some point. I mean, we will never get back to normal as states are starting to open up, but just keep staying grounded is what I have. So hopefully you guys go check out my latest episodes of PCOS and weight loss, and hopefully you guys can join me on another episode next week. And also I have some new blogs coming soon, so make sure you guys check that out. And I'm also dropping a pattern beauty review on Tracy Ellis Ross hairline collection. So definitely go and check that out on YouTube. It's dropping this Saturday. Until next time, guys, enjoy, bye, and stay real.